Today, we'd like to see Luke chapter 11, verses 14 through 32, under the title of Indeed, a Greater. To online world multitudes, we'd like to suggest four questions. Number one, what are two many questions which Jesus answered? What are two many questions which Jesus answered? Question 2, in verse 23, he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not get with me scatters. What does it mean in this context? What does it mean in this context? Question 3, in verse 26, then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of dead man is worse than the first. What does Jesus teach here? What does Jesus teach here? Last question, 4, in verse 32, the man of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. What does it mean? What does it mean? For background, here are two main questions raised by the multitudes. Number one, verse 15, Jesus cast out demons by Beelzebub. That's question one. Jesus cast out demons by Beelzebub. Question two, verse 16. Seek from Jesus a sign from heaven. Seek from Jesus a sign from heaven. That's the second question. So another similar case in Matthew chapter 12, verses 20 to 24. Then one was brought to Jesus who was a demon-possessed, blind and mute. But here, only mute, but Matthew, blind and mute. He healed him, Jesus healed him, so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw, But here, look, only spoke, but Matthew spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. But Matthew raised the first question, Pharisees. But here, some of the multitudes raised the question. But a little different case, and similar case, but very similar, but different case. Verse 14, and Jesus was casting out a demon, and it was mute. Mute meaning not able to speak. So it was when the demon had gone out that the mute spoke, and the multitudes or people marveled. But some of the multitude said, he cast out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Here, Beelzebub, who is the ruler of a demon, so Beelzebub is Satan. So because Satan is the ruler, the chief of the demons. Also, Jesus indicated verse 18, Satan. If Satan also is divided against himself, Jesus' answer implies Beelzebub, who is Satan. So then, verse 16, that's the second main question. Others of the multitudes testing him or tempting Jesus sought from him a sign from heaven or a miracle. Another question, Jesus already showed a lot of signs. Here, Jesus cast out demons out of the mute. So, a lady showed a lot of signs, but they sought more signs, more. Jesus already shows feed up, five pieces of barley and two fish feed up 5,000 men. Also, seven pieces of barley and small fish feeding up 4,000 men. So Jesus showed up a lot of miracles, but they asked more signs, more miracles, more. So God gave already prosperity, but they asked more prosperity. Here, they didn't have a contentment, no thankful heart. That is shows sinful nature. So verse 70, but Jesus knowing their thought, because Jesus is God, Jesus is omniscient, Jesus knows everything, so knowing their thought. So verse 17 to 26, Jesus answered to the first question. So Jesus cast out demons by Satan to the mute who possessed the demon. That's the answer. Jesus, knowing the first question, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. So inside the turmoil, so that kingdom, that house, will fall down. And a house divided against a house falls. If Satan also, here Satan, the chief of demons, the ruler of devils, Satan also, or Satan Beelzebub, also is divided against himself. Against himself meaning against his subject, who is devils. How will his kingdom stand? How will his kingdom of Satan stand? Because you say, I cast out demons by Beelzebub. I cast out demons by Satan. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by Satan, by whom? By Beelzebub, do your son cast them out? Here, your sons who do not believe Jesus as the Messiah, the sons of God, cast them out, cast demons out. So then, therefore, they will be your judges. They, demons, will be your judges. Implying your sons belonging to demons, devils. Jesus' team is smart, very smart. But here, verse 20, but is in total opposition. Conversion, but, so total opposition. Either A or B, so no neutral. Here, no neutral ground, Satan or God. But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, Jesus show up God. Verse 18, Satan. Verse 20, but God. Surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. So Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus already preaches, repent, because the kingdom of heaven is close. So Jesus already delivered preaching to the people, but they didn't repent. And they didn't accept Jesus as the Messiah. So that's one. Also, the first question raisers are unreasonable, not reasonable, because they said Jesus cast out demons by Satan. So demons are subject for Satan. Mm-hmm. So which meaning demons are working for Satan. Mm-hmm. So that is illogical, unreasonable. That's why God is reasonable, because Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. God said, let us reason together. I want to listen to your sin. What's wrong? So if you repent your sin, I will make their sins to complete forgiven and remove it. Like Your sins like a scarlet, then make us like a snow. Also like a crimson, you make us war, you know, to be white, you know, clean. So that kind of thing, God is really reasonable, but the first range of questions are unreasonable. So here, the kingdom of God has come upon you. Verse 21, when a strong man, implying Satan, fully armed guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. Verse 22, but in total opposition, conversion, but when a stronger than he, stronger than Satan, who is God, comes upon him and overcomes him, overcomes Satan, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted and devises his spoils. So 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, so which meaning this one is the Lord is coming again to establish the millennium kingdom of God. You know? So 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 said, you are of God, you belong to God, little children of God, and have overcome them, overcome the world, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. The ruler of the world is Satan, although Satan was defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ on his death and resurrection, but Satan is not terminated yet. Still, Satan is working, but the children of God has the Holy Spirit who dwells in each creature. So that's why he, God who is in you, is greater than he who is in the world, Satan who is in the world. So verse 23, he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. In this context, Jesus explained Satan's side over God, no neutral ground. That's why he who is not with me, belonging to Satan, that's why he is against me. Do you understand? He who does not gather with me, who does not work in cooperation with Jesus, which meaning the other side, you know, you belong to Satan. In this context debate. But another case is Luke chapter 9, verse 49-50. That's a different angle. Now John answered and said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, in Jesus' name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us. Verse 50, Jesus said to John, do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is on our side. This is not, you know, this Satan on God. This is an issue, denomination issue. So no discrimination against denomination. Because some people, different group, but in Jesus' name, he casts out devils. But someone is on the other group, in Jesus' name, casts out devils. That's why, you know, Jesus don't like, you know, sectarianism, denomination. Denomination is a good point, is a way to glorify God, to minister to God, certain way. So that's why is all churches, all believers, one body of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the Bible. So that is the different angle. Verse 24, when unclean spirit, which is a devil or demons, goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest. Here, so we see, usually the demon is seeking the body of a human or the body of an animal, seek embodiment. One example, Luke chapter 8, verse 32, demons in a man who lived in tombs, in graves. Now a herd of many swine was feeding there on the mountain, so they, demons, begged Jesus that Jesus would permit the demons to enter the herd of many swine, and Jesus permitted them. So the devils entered into the body of many female pigs, you know, many swines. So like that embodiment here, you know, same situation, seeking rest and finding none. He says, I will return to my house. Here, house means the body of a dead man who possessed the devil. So house meaning, you know, body. So my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order or and garnished. Then he goes and take with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, or seven other demons, devils more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of a dead man is worse than the first. So here the devil and the spirit, no coexistence. No coexistence between devil, no compromise between God and demons, no compromise between light and darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, 15, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness, and what accord has Christ with Belial, or what part has a believer with unbeliever? So no compromise, no fellowship between Satan and God. So here we need an indwelling the Holy Spirit. The 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, or the house of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? So all Christians indwelling the Holy Spirit. So here, you know, Jesus is teaching unworthiness of a human reformation rather than spiritual works. So human reformation is not complete, is unworthy. One example, in the history of Israel, the good king's name is Hezekiah. Hezekiah threw away all idols, let Israel people worship God in purely. But after the death of Hezekiah, the wicked son Manasseh, you know, came out. He rebuilt, you know, idols. Mm-hmm. He, you know, killed Isaiah, you know, which saw, you know, the history, although not stated in the Bible. So very wicked kings came out. So human reformation is unworthy, not perfect. So this one is, Jesus teaches us only we need the work of Holy Spirit. Only the work of Holy Spirit. So that's why is some marital counseling, is psychology counseling, is not perfect, because psychology coming from human thought.
Yes.
So because of that, so we should know all humans are sinners, you know, contaminated by error. So that's why, you know, the Jesus teaching self-denial rather than self-esteem, you know, self-pride, self-exaltation. So Jesus' esteem, you know, should be taught in the Bible. So we are glorifying God. So that kind of angle Jesus teaches us, the unworthiness of a human reformation rather than spiritual works. Verse 27, and it happened as he, Jesus, spoke of this thing, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice, said to Jesus, blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breast which nursed you. This is simply meaning, blessed is the Virgin Mary, yeah, because the Virgin Mary, the born Jesus, conceived by Holy Spirit. Also, the breast, this is obvious, the Virgin Mary's breast, which nursed you. But here, simply, blessed be Virgin Mary. So, but, verse 28, Jesus said, more than that, which means more than blessed Virgin Mary, who blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. So, blessed those who hear the word of God and live accordingly. So that is a sanctification life to Jesus' righteousness is more important than genealogical, blessing, which meaning my father, extremely popular pastor. Yeah, obviously, you might be blessed, but the more blessed those who listen to God's word and live accordingly right now. So, that kind of not genealogical kind of thing, that is pointed out. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Also, James chapter 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So you have faith. Faith naturally produces work, act, life, like that. So then here, verse 29. And while the crowds were thickly gathered together, which means a lot of crowds, he began to say, this is an evil generation. Here, 29 to 32, Jesus is answering to the second question. Because the second question, some of the multitude asked another sign from heaven. So Jesus responding to them, this is an evil generation because it seeks a sign. Because already Jesus showed a lot of signs, but continually asking signs. Although they do not believe Jesus as the Messiah, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah, the prophet. There is a Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Matthew explained in detail. For as Jonah was 30 days and 30 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 30 days and 30 nights in the heart of the earth. This is indicating Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection. That the Old Testament is a shadow of a New Testament. So Jonah 30 days and 30 nights in the great fish is the shadow Jesus 30 days and 30 nights in the heart of the earth. For the deaths on the cross and resurrection. So, death and resurrection. Verse 30, for as Jonah became a sign to the Nineveh, so also the Son of Man will be to this generation. So Jonah preached to Nineveh. Nineveh is the people of Nineveh. Nineveh is the capital city of Assyria. So Nineveh is the Gentiles. Jonah chapter 3, verse 2 and 5. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, the capital city of Assyria, and preach to it the message that I tell you. Because God said, God assigned it to Jonah to preach to Nineveh. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. So the people of Nineveh believed God after Jonah's preaching. So they is a believer in the Old Testament. Then here, the Son of God will be to this generation. So Jesus also preaching God's message to this generation, this world. But this generation rejected Jesus, mm-hmm. as they didn't repent, unlike the people of Nineveh. So then, the queen of the south, that is Sheba, the first Kings chapter 10, verses 1 and 9, now when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with the hard questions. So Solomon answered all questions. Then verse 9, blessed be the Lord your God. So Sheba, blessed be the Lord. So Sheba praising the Lord. Blessed be the Lord your God who delighted in you, setting you on the throne of Israel, because the Lord has loved Israel forever. Therefore he made you king to the justice and righteousness. So here, queen of the south also, you know, believed God by blessing the Lord, you know, your God. So then, the queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the end of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Indeed, a greater than Solomon is here. So here meaning Jesus. Jesus is indeed a greater than Solomon. Jesus is God. Here in judgment, because Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 said, and as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this death, the judgment. So, and as it is appointed for men die once, but after this judgment, so which meaning all human beings will face judgment after each death. You know, that's basically. But Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. This one is, you are Christian, you will not face judgment to go into hell or in heaven, rather than to receive a reward, you know, a word, you know, crown. What kind of crown you will receive? That kind of judgment, that's a totally different judgment. Reward judgment. But here's unbelief. So Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 and 11. So when Jesus in order to establish the millennium kingdom, Jesus gave her the power to make a judgment to all Christians. All Christians become kings. Yeah. Jesus, the King of Kings. That is Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. So Jesus' judgment was given, judgment authority to all Christians, all them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast of his image, had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. This is basically Jesus coming down, all, you know, rapture the Christians together down. So here, John saw Jesus giving the judgment, the power given to them with the, through 7 years of tribulation, beheaded the Gentiles, you know, not worship, you know, Antichrist. Those are people receive judgment. Here, you know, Jesus talking about is Nineveh and the queen of Sheba, so made a judgment to Jesus' generation who did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Messiah. That's basically condemn them. Then is that judgment is verse 11 said here, great white throne judgment. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. So that's called, you know, great the white, you know, throne, you know, judgment. So first time, at the end of the millennial kingdom, the Lord Jesus Christ made is the great white is throne in judgment. Old story talks about Revelation chapter 20, you know, basically talk about. Then is here, verse 31, 32, now 32, the man of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment, the man of Nineveh's believers, so received the judgment, the sentence, with this generation and condemn him. So, for they repented at preaching of Jonah and believed in God. Indeed, a greater than Jonah is here. So, which means compared to Jonah, compared to Solomon, so Jesus is greater than Jonah and Solomon. Obviously, Jesus is God, no error. So Solomon made a lot of flaws, you know, in the last life. Or Jonah also has a flaw. First time is Jonah, you know, disobeyed in God's calling. So that's why, you know, Jonah was, you know, thrown into the great fish. So obviously, Jesus is much better, you know, in compare better. But this generation did not believe Jesus as a Messiah, did not repent. Although Jesus, you know, the preaching, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. So that is the bottom line. Okay, let's see each question and answer. What are two main questions which Jesus answered? Question one in verse 15 said, Jesus cast out the demons by Beelzebub, who is a Satan. That's question one. Jesus answering. Question two, you know, some people, you know, the ask the continuing sign from heaven more and more. That's a question two. Question two, in verse 23, he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. What does it mean in this context? This context, no neutral ground, Satan or God. Mm-hmm. So if you are not, you know, with God, you know, obviously, it belongs to Satan. That is the context. Question three, in verse 26, then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state, that man is worse than the first. What does Jesus teach here? Jesus implies unworthiness of a human reformation. No matter what, you know, human is good or not, so not enough. But rather than the Spirit's work, the God's work. So last question for in verse 32, the man of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at preaching of Jonah, and indeed greater than Jonah is here. What does it mean? So Jesus is greater than Jonah here, but the Nineveh people repented their sin at Jonah's preaching, so then believe God. So those people, the millennium kingdom, received the judgment powers from the Lord. So they judge this generation who is an unbeliever. So that means. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. We will conclude our Bible study.